Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and again, it is my pleasure to be with you on this lovely weekend. Hope you are enjoying your holiday season. We're partway between one big turkey day and the next big turkey day, so I guess we're all a bunch of big turkeys, but...
Well, and it is the season to get fat, so...
yeah. But you pay for it the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's right. So easy to put it on.
Well, speaking of getting fat, next Tuesday, we're having our annual Christmas party downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. I'm going to be smoking one turkey and grilling another turkey, and we'll have some other food there people are bringing, and we're going to have a good time. We're having a ugly sweater contest. So you can take a selfie, put it on your sweater, and come on down, or however you want to.
Bring a picture of your favorite politician, put it on the front of your sweater.
Right.
U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, okay?
You can put a picture of Brandon on there.
Yes.
All right. Well, tonight, we're kind of short-staffed tonight, sicknesses and weather and holidays and all the things that are happening. We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
And we have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Oh, hello again. Yet again.
So that's our crew for tonight, unless Howe and Rainer come in a little bit later. Anyway, we're going to find something to talk about here, and I've got an excellent topic. Mary doesn't know about it yet, but I think it's a good topic, and that is, Mary, you are rightwinggranny.com.
Yes.
And that is a conservative blog.
Yes.
And how long have you been doing that?
Since 2008. I started it during the Democrat primary campaign because I felt that the news was not giving us the full background on then-candidate Barack Obama. I still don't think we have the full story. And I also, there was another reason to start it, too. I remember back in the age of dinosaurs, being a teenager and living in New Jersey and having to read the New York Times for history class. I don't know if that happened all over the country, but because we were so close to New York, that was the paper we read. And we would read an article. We'd have three or four articles we have to read at night. We'd have to summarize them and talk about them the next day. And I remember many times, you know, doing what I had to do and sitting there thinking, well, that's nice. How'd we get here? And part of the reason for starting the blog was to not only give what is happening, but on some articles I can go back and get the history of, okay, this is what happened before. This is who this person is. This is why this is important. And that's another thing that I try to do.
Well, where do you get your articles from? Why is your blog different than what people are getting off of mainstream media?
I have a lot of different sources. I have a lot of good conservative news sources, and I have a lot of varied conservative news sources that a lot of people may not be aware of. There is a person now in Charleston, South Carolina, who wants to set up a hub for conservative news. And she contacted me last week, and I talked to her. And I will be hearing from their IT person to get this all put together. But it was very interesting to talk to her. She knew a couple of the conservative news sources, but she did not know a lot of them that she should have known.
All right. Well, it is very interesting that you have done that and then found yourself down here in North Carolina, here in New Bern, and associated with us here at CCTA Wake Up Call, because that falls right in line with our mission statement on what we're trying to do.
And I'm hoping, as I said, this woman from Charleston has been on the phone with me, and I'm hoping that their idea of setting up a conservative hub on the internet that will be updated and sectioned regionally comes to pass, because I think it's a very good idea.
It is, and there's a lot of work goes into that.
You know, when Mary started the website back in 08, the thoughts of it or whatever else, there were not a lot of sources. I mean, so you've put an awful lot of time into finding the, quote, the credibility of the sources. There are many, many sources out there that will post something that sounds great, that sounds enthusiastic, that's emotionally charged or whatever else, but it's 100% false. So it's hard to, I do watch her, and by the way, sometimes I don't watch, but watch her trying to find the sources and make sure that the sources, in fact, are credible and repeatable. And the sources, again, they have to have credibility. They actually have to have a pretty good reputation, and then you're gleaning from those.
And I'm not going to mention the name. There is a particular website that I occasionally use that I have found that I can trust about 85% of the time. And the challenge is to figure out when they post an article and it looks really good, whether I'm in the 85% I can trust them, or the 15% where they may have taken something totally out of context. And that's not necessarily malicious. That's something, if you don't get the full story, it's very easy.
All right.
To take something out of context.
It's a very time-consuming task to fact-check and follow up. And you can get burned pretty bad, people that you thought you could trust, and all of a sudden you've stuck your neck out there and got it chopped off.
By the way, Rick, I think even this week we've heard from Facebook that those, in fact, quote, fact-checkers are not, in fact, fact-checkers. They are opinion observers.
Right. Yes. We knew that all along.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
And there is, I'm going to plug another website. There is one website that I really like. I don't use it a lot, but I do really appreciate them. And that's the Conservative Treehouse. I don't always like what I read, but I will tell you that I've not been able to prove them wrong on anything in 5 years. And they're generally about 3 months ahead of what's going to happen. I just don't always like hearing some of the stuff that I hear that I know is true about Washington that isn't good news.
Yeah, well, we have to take the good with the bad and vice versa. Now, that's rightwinggranny.com. It is a conservative blog. How many hits are you getting a day now?
I'm running between 20 and 30,000 a day.
20 and 30,000 hits a day.
There's another factor in there that... give the history of, I'm going to say, the ownership of your website. When we were in Massachusetts, there was an event called swatting. Mm-hmm. And that is, somebody would call 911 and swear that somebody's sitting in the living room in their underwear with their AR-15 or AK-47 or some super weapon. And the police would come and storm the house. Well, here, the person that was at the house, they were sitting there watching television or doing whatever else. And all of a sudden, the swatters were people, were somebody impersonating that household.
And so, these were attacks on conservative bloggers that were happening.
To the point that one of the bloggers...
Paterico.
One of them had to move out of their house because of the swatting threats, that they actually had to move out. So her website was registered not from our address, but...
Another address.
All right.
And so just to minimize that, a funny thing along with that was Pete I up in Massachusetts, in Worcester. He had a radio show and he had blogs. And Pete was asked... How come nobody wants to...
How come you're so open about your identity? Aren't you worried about physical danger? And Pete had a rather dry sense of humor, and he kind of paused for a minute, and he said, well, For some reason, nobody wants to start a grudge match with a Sicilian. And that was the end of the conversation.
Well, there was something else odd about your blog. At least it was odd to me. It's the number of hits you get, the amount of traffic you have, and you haven't monetized that site.
I don't want to monetize it. Number one, I'm too lazy to do the bookkeeping. But number two, I don't ever want to be in a position where I want to post an article and I know that somebody is putting ads on my site that would contradict that article. Also, there's something, if you're not monetized, I don't believe you can be sued for libel.
Good, good. Well, I just wanted to point that out so people understand it is a conservative blog that they can feel comfortable in trusting and getting good sources, and you provide the sources, you document.
Yes, everything is documented.
All right. It's all right there for you at rightwinggranny.com.
And so, everybody should go and check the sources themselves.
Absolutely.
Yes, the links are there.
Yeah, I don't even trust her. And Bob told me he doesn't trust her either. He checks up on her all the time. So, yeah, we like to do our own fact-checking, and we tell you don't believe anything we tell you. Absolutely. Take the time to verify that we're not making a mistake, because we can be misled too.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we can get on a rabbit trail going the wrong way, and we need somebody to rescue us from that. So if you hear us giving you bad information and you can verify that, please let us know so we can correct ourselves. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
The God and Country Christian Alliance has a simple mission, but it is a profound one. They want to inform and educate the public on issues of moral and political concern. They want to restore the Judeo-Christian values upon which this nation was founded to all levels of government. And they want to encourage and activate pro-family voters. Simple, but not easy. The God and Country Christian Alliance meets the third Monday of every month at Moore's Barbecue on MLK in New Bern. Meetings begin promptly at 7 p.m. and end by 8:30. To enjoy dinner with the group before the meeting, arrive between 6 and 6:30. Both the food and the company are good. Meetings include speakers and discussion, and their annual banquets are legendary. Join them on the third Monday of each month for a refreshingly candid view of the world and our place in it.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we have a short crew tonight, and I'm not talking about how tall they are either. It's just me and Bob and Mary. We did get a text that Howard and Rain are on en route somewhere, so they'll join us later in the show. But we're just going to take time to talk about things we wouldn't normally talk about. And Mary, you have something over there of interest.
This is an article actually posted on Bloomberg News. My source is the Conservative Treehouse. And The Paris Climate Accord is created a treaty that all the EU nations agreed to, and they're going to reduce emissions in freight and transit systems. And what I'm about to tell you is not a joke. They have decided, they're looking at possible solutions to decrease the emissions of cargo ships. So they're talking about creating giant kites that will drag the cargo ships across the ocean. These are going on trial soon. I don't have a date. And they are going to start shipping cargo across the ocean. I guess I'm sure they'll still have engines, because what do you do when the wind stops? But there, we're going back to Columbus.
Yeah, we had sailing ships is how we started.
Now, is this is bringing tonnage to the United States?
Which way does the wind blow?
So now,
do we have the ports open to accept these huge
sales?
Oh,
that's irrelevant.
Okay.
Florida and Texas are running beautifully.
Yeah, and they're begging, bring your stuff here. Bring the cargo here. We can unload it. We can take care of it.
But I don't know. But all I can think of, I'm looking at this picture. There's an actual picture of this thing that is going to drag the cargo ship. And if you go back and you look at the ships of Columbus Day, mm-hmm. and those beautiful galleons with their sails, and the Coast Guard cutter, which was an absolutely gorgeous ship. This is ugly. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, let's extrapolate that on out there. If that's what they're going to do for the cargo and all, of course, you know they're trying to move away from the gasoline engine.
Oh, no.
Go totally electric on our vehicles and all, and they've all dedicated themselves to a date not too far down the road in the future to do that. But they've overlooked a lot of things that may prevent them from being able to accomplish that goal. But mainly, I saw where, I don't know if it was Chicago, somewhere up north, they were putting in more Tesla charging stations in these low-income neighborhoods where they can't afford to buy a Tesla, and they're spending millions of dollars doing it. Now, what's going to happen when the poor guy can't buy a Tesla? And you can't get gasoline to run your gasoline car anymore. Are we going to see these sales on cars going up and down the freeway?
Well, my question, too, is my understanding is that the prevailing winds across the ocean run in one direction. So what do you do if you're going in the other direction?
You circle the earth.
Now, Rick, going back to your statement, I grew up on Long Island, New York, and on the Belt Parkway, believe it or not, which is a very, very heavily traveled parkway, the South Shore of Long Island and down through Brooklyn, there's a gas station in the middle of the parkway, okay? And now, I believe there's 75,000 cars go on that parkway each direction each day, okay? Now, there is a gas station, so somebody pulls into the gas station, spends a couple of minutes throwing in some gas, and I know in that station the gas is $7 a gallon or something like that, but when you need it, you need it. I can imagine a charging station. Well, I'm going to pull into that charging station. I will only be here for 2 hours charging my vehicle, you know, because it takes time. You don't plug the vehicle in and it's immediately charged in 2 or 3 minutes as it is filled with gasoline. Instead, it takes a long time to recharge the battery. What are they going to do? Are they going to set up a gas station with 27 charging stations?
Well, I noticed over here in New Bern behind Smithfield's Barbecue, they got like a dozen back there. It just popped up overnight. But, yeah, that's a good point.
Have you ever seen them being used?
I saw one car in there. One car in there.
And we are a microwave society in the sense of the microwave's too slow.
Mm-hmm.
How are people going to react when you have the situation where you're used to going into the gas station, filling up, taking a maximum of 5 minutes? How are they going to react when they say, well, I need to charge my car. What am I going to do for the 2 hours I don't have a car?
Well, that's you're going to have to plan your trips that way from now on.
And can our infrastructure handle, let's say we have at-home chargers, can our infrastructure handle the electric load of people having at-home chargers?
Nah. It wasn't built for that.
Also, we have the children working in the lithium mines in Africa. We have the fact that mining lithium is very dirty.
Yeah.
We have the fact in Germany, the garages will not allow electric cars to park in certain areas because they've had a problem with fires. And an electrical fire is evidently more difficult to put out than another fire.
Yeah, you can't just throw water on an electrical fire. No.
It could be a charging experience,
yes.
Yeah, so there are a lot of issues we haven't dealt with. I mean, it may be in the future that some form of electric car will be viable, but we're not there yet. And unfortunately, the free market is being strangled.
Well, they're being pushed in that direction, and there's being deadlines set. And like you pointed out, the infrastructure's not in place. The technology's not mature enough. There's a lot of reasons for us to go in that direction, but we're not going to get there overnight. And you need to think about the caveats.
And unless, caveats. I think, too, unless the free market is allowed to operate as the free market, we won't see the progress because there's really no incentive unless the free market is allowed to operate as the free market.
And I understand right now over in China, there's acres and acres and acres and acres of electric cars that the batteries are no good anymore.
And the car's no good.
And, mm-hmm. you know.
It's not worth rebuilding the car, yeah.
So what are we going to do? How are you going to dispose of all these electric vehicles and these toxic batteries that are in them and all without harming the environment? How are you going to dispose of them?
Well, as you just said, we've become a disposable society. Everything here, I'm looking around, and everything here, if something breaks, you don't repair it, you replace it.
Yep.
And we're seeing that. Well, we're seeing that with cars, and we're seeing it with the wind generators.
Not only that, everything is now engineered with a life cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You take an old Kelvinator refrigerator, it was built to run forever, okay? Now they're built to last a certain number of years, mm-hmm. and you can watch your warranty and you can just...
Well, we had a dryer that I think we had for 40 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you just replaced a part here and there and you were fine.
Well, now the parts are engineered to work for so many hours or so many miles mm-hmm. or whatever. So, I have a great idea that I think will make us all rich if I could just get somebody to back me and get it going. And, disposing of all these toxic things and all the trash, the plastic, all that. I think if you put a big conveyor belt up to the top of a volcano.
Feed the volcano.
Feed the volcano.
Let it incinerate.
There you go.
There's nothing left.
Nothing left. And, I mean, it's already pumping out smoke in the atmosphere anyway.
Why not? Yeah, that works.
All I got to do is find a volcano and somebody to buy it.
That's right.
And then somebody to go up there.
Somebody to build that.
Well, they used to sacrifice people. Maybe we could sacrifice trash.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
All right. Well, guess we covered another segment of the show here, and we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. They're very important to us, folks. Our sponsors are what keep us on the air, and they have been very loyal to us. If you'll notice, you're hearing the same commercials over and over again because the same sponsors have stuck with us, and we appreciate that. And we have some quality sponsorships. It's not going to a business that you have to worry about. When you go there, whatever business it is, you're going to get quality service. We assure you of that.
You know, Rick, along with that, B&J Seafood.
Yes.
Was very appreciative because a number of CCTA members went down to the
Fisheries Commission,
Management issue where they were going to shut down more shrimping territory.
Right.
And we spoke out against it, mostly speaking out against it because it would have affected so many people's income, but also because previously they had shut down a number of the shrimping areas to save something. I don't know what they were saving. Well, the question to them was, seeing as you had shut it down to save, again, I can't remember exactly what it was, what measure have you used to see if you were successful? And they say, oh, we haven't done any studies on that yet. I mean, so they took an action, and they want us to take a second action, but they have no idea whether the first action worked or didn't work.
Yep. They didn't follow up. Well, folks, I want to tell you a little bit about our Christmas party coming up next Tuesday. It's free. It's open to the public. Everybody's invited. We'll have a very good time there. Come on out and join us. It's at 7 o'clock downtown New Bern Stanley Hall Ballroom. Also, we're having a gun raffle, a Kel-Tec Sub 2000, which is a 9mm carbine, and it folds in half, so you can put it in your backpack if you want to, or stick it under your car seat, whatever. It's also uses Glock 9mm magazines. So if you've got a Glock 9mm pistol, the same magazine will plug right into this carbine. We're raffling that off. We're selling 500 tickets. As soon as all 500 tickets are gone, we're going to announce the winner of that. Tickets are $10 a piece, and they'll be available at the Christmas party. Or you can contact one of the CCTA members and let us know you're interested. All right, let's hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Come back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, again, we are enjoying some time with just a small group this evening, and we're going to talk a little bit about Shifty Shift, Adam Shift, and You know, they're having this investigation, this January 6th commission that they're doing, and he is being caught red-handed manipulating the evidence. And Jim Jordan's emails or texts that were sent to Mark Meadows, they used those as evidence, but they left out some of the key elements of it.
Well, not only did they leave out some of the key elements, they took a sentence and they ended it. They printed part of the sentence and they put in a period as if that's all there is to the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
They then attributed that to Jim Jordan, when in fact Jim Jordan had been passing on a much bigger set of statements, just passing it along, and it was authored by somebody else. And it's worth modifying it to get to my desires. I mean,
well, it's gotten to where you can't trust anything they're doing up there. I mean, how much longer are the American people going to sit back and allow them to hold these political prisoners in Washington, D.C., in the jail that have been there since January of last year? We're approaching the one-year anniversary on that. And they're not only just holding them there against all their constitutional rights, violation of their constitutional rights to a speedy trial and everything else. They're also going after Mark Meadows and Trump's chief of staff and Trump and anybody else.
They won't let anybody speak freely.
Right. Well, Mary, I see you've got some clarification on that, on Schiff's text or...
lack thereof.
Yeah.
Lack thereof. Well, he misrepresented what was actually said. And the text that in question, which he claimed was sent to Mark Meadows from Jim Jordan, was not actually what he said it was. It was actually a legal brief, kind of, by the Washington attorney and former Department of Defense Inspector General Joseph Smits, and included an attachment of a document that detailed the reasoning for suggesting that Vice President Pence had the constitutional authority to object to the certification of the electoral votes.
Yes.
And Adam Schiff edited what he got and misclaimed who it was sent to and from, and totally misrepresented what was going on. And my question is, we just saw Jussie Smollett go to jail for a fake hate crime where he essentially fabricated evidence. Here we have a member of Congress fabricating evidence. Are there going to be consequences?
No. Yeah, I mean, we've seen it over and over again. You go back through the impeachment trials, you saw the same thing there, the same characters, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, Chucky Schumer.
Yes.
They are in a different world. They're above the law in the world they live in. And the only reason I can say that that's happening is because we're allowing it. Nobody's holding them accountable. They're allowed to get away with it.
Where are the Republicans?
Yes.
Another bit of good news so far as things that have been uncovered in Congress. There's an article at townhall.com today by Matt Vesper talking about the January 6th text that Liz Cheney read off today. And apparently their narrative was that people on the right were urging Trump to wanted to take over the Capitol. You know, we were just these violent, bad people. When every one of them she read off, and there were a lot of them printed intermittently in the article, were pleased to Trump to try to calm things down.
Yes.
We need to calm things down.
Yes.
This is not going well. And Trump made a statement to try to calm things down. So it illustrated with that rhino Liz Cheney reading him off the exact opposite of the narrative they tried to drum up yet again.
Yep.
You know, this Christmas season, my heart goes out to those people that were up there on January the 6th and had been thrown in jail, not and held without a trial, no charges, treated abominably. And I don't see how we can stand by and let that happen.
I know. We talked about that earlier. And by the way, folks, Hal and Rainer James have arrived and joined us. We were talking about that earlier. What an atrocity it is that we still have political prisoners coming up on a one-year anniversary of being locked away. Yeah. And why
and
are we allowing that?
In other ways, too. It's not just that they're in jail. That's horrible enough.
Right.
But they're really being mistreated.
But why are we allowing that? You know, there was another demonstration organized in support of them not too many months ago. But very few people showed up because what these agencies, what the FBI and all the other justice departments and agencies up there, what they have accomplished is they've put to fear in the people that this is what we'll do to you.
Yes.
We'll take your life away from you. We'll take your home away from you. We'll take your finances away from you.
That's
we'll take everything you've got.
That's exactly what it should be.
Right. And, you know, it's got to come to the point where we're just like our forefathers, we're willing to give up everything for our freedom.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to come to.
The word had been put out about that second rally that there were going to be agitators there and that the feds were going to be some of those agitators. And after that rally, there were pictures on the internet that were hilarious because you could identify the federal agents
yeah.
by the way they were dressed.
Yep.
And it was just, I mean, you just knew the whole thing was a setup. But it's sad that we're living in a world where our government is setting that up.
Right. Well, the agencies are corrupt, and they are. Now, I'm not talking about your typical FBI agent that's out there doing his job. We're talking about the heads of these agencies. But, again, these guys are taking orders from them.
On January 6th, there were FBI agents.
Yes.
There were paid FBI informants. Once they got people in, and the Capitol Police and the D.C. Police were opening doors and moving barricades and inviting people in. Once they got in, then Antifa and BLM and FBI types started breaking windows and smashing things.
Yep. And who were they taking orders from?
That's a very good question.
Yes, it
well,
is.
Well, I happen to think it was Nancy Pelosi. She was the one, you know, said don't bring in the National Guard. Mm-hmm.
Hasn't she bought a house in Florida? Somebody.
She had it.
Yes, she did.
She had everybody stand down.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
she's a witch.
I believe, and she's not at the top. There's somebody pulling her strings, too.
Yeah.
You know, there's a shadow government out there that, now I'm going to be labeled a conspiracy theorist.
Have
anyway.
At it.
You know
there
the
is
difference.
A conspiracy. We are down to the third conspiracy to get rid of Donald Trump. All this stuff about these text messages and all that is just try number three to mischaracterize the man.
Yep.
In today's news, do you know the difference between a conspiracy and fact? About 3 weeks.
About 3 weeks. Well, there's a lot of things I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to because they've seen enough now.
Yes.
Some people are slow learners, mm-hmm. and we're getting to a point where more and more people are waking up and saying, wait a minute, they've lied to me somewhere because they said this and they said that and they said this and they said that and none of it's true.
You know, I just had an idea if I can say something off the wall. Thinking about those January 6th prisoners who are in jail and who ought not to be, there must be some organization somewhere, legal organization, that would be willing to do work for people to mount some kind of a big campaign.
There are. I was reading about some today, saw some video on it. There are organizations that are working for them and trying to help them. But the whole problem is we allowed the Obama administration to totally corrupt our justice system. They control everything from the top down. They've got corrupt judges in there. So the legal system does not function the way it's supposed to.
There are some pockets of honesty, but
right.
It's few and far between.
You've got corrupt judges that, you know, they're making up stuff as they go along and just anything that serves their purpose. Right here in North Carolina, we've got the same thing. With we passed constitutional amendments, and some corrupt judge up there says, that doesn't go with my...
Unconstitutional, yeah, but wait a minute. We just amended the Constitution. It's right. What's in there.
Right, and that's our constitutional right to do that. Mm-hmm. And but who stands up against it? Well, your attorney general, he's in their pocket. So who do you go to? Well, that's, I think, when you go back and look in history, that's where it goes back to the Revolution. That's where it comes down.
Rick, you know, also, as we've seen with the meetings, whether it's, a county commissioners or an alderman or you know, on down the boards of education, when we see them come with a consensus opinion and nobody has any idea, how did they debate to come to that, quote, consensus opinion? There's supposed to be open meeting laws.
Yep.
What can we, as the average citizen, do to demand the open meeting be an actual open meeting?
Instead of a horse and pony show.
Well, you have to do what was done in past, and that is not have one or two voices in the room, but have the room overflowing to where they actually say, these people are upset, and we're supposed to be serving these people, and if we don't, something bad's going to happen here. So that's the only thing I know to say.
I know. I agree what you all are saying, and there is a lot of doom and gloom, but for good reason. But today I was delivering the County Compass newspaper, and I met a lot of people on the streets and spoke to them, and went to several offices and professional places, and I would always say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year because I'm going to be away for the next 2 weeks visiting family and friends. And I got a terrific response. Everybody was saying, oh, Merry Christmas to you. And it's, a lot of people were real jovial out on the streets of New Bern.
Yeah.
That's good.
Life still goes on.
Yep. It does. Yes. Well, folks, Christmas is just about upon us.
Yeah.
And we've got so much bad news out there. So much that's worrying people and separating families. And now we've got this tragedy of the tornadoes that hit the center of the country.
Gosh.
Those people in Kentucky, the holiday will never be the same for them again. I think you just need to take some time to reflect on how fortunate and how blessed we are to be where we are, still in a free country, even though some of us are locked away as political prisoners.
Yes, we're not all free.
Right. We need to make sure that we put an end to that now. If we continue to let it go by unchecked, it's just going to get worse. It's like down in Australia where they have COVID camps now, picking people up and taking them in, locking them in these camps. Don't tell me it can't happen here. Look at all the things that are going on now that you said, oh, that'll never happen here.
Yeah.
This is the United States. That won't happen here.
What month are we on in the 2 weeks to slow the spread?
Yeah.
Lord only knows.
So, folks, count your blessings and praise God that we are still able to have a voice. Take advantage of your opportunity to use your voice and take the information that we share with you. Go and share it with other folks. Because that's the key to our success here is getting the truth out, sharing information, and getting people to stand up and do their civic duty. We're going to take one more break to hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call Charles Grover at 252-637-2399 or stop by the shop on 17 South in New Bern. Torque can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they can rebuild your transmission if that's what you prefer. See Torque for a variety of minor automotive repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pump. You can count on Torque Transmission and Automotive Repair.
Hey folks, here's a tip. When you think firearms and ammo, think East 70 Palm. They've been on Highway 70 east of New Bern across from the fairgrounds for 31 years. Drew Preston and his staff know firearms. Gun sales have tripled in under a year, and women shooters are the fastest growing part of their business. Their great inventory, over 300 guns in stock, changes daily. And if you want something they don't have, they'll look for it. New and used, rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Buy, sell, or trade. And they also have many holsters, scopes, and other gun accessories. Every member of the staff is deeply knowledgeable, and every one of them is an excellent shooter. So don't just come for the inventory. Come for the thoughtful advice. E70 Pawn, your home for firearms, ammo, and answers. Highway 70 East, New Bern, across from the fairgrounds.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition of the Moore's family for over 70 years. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked to order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week in New Bern, Winterville, Moorhead City, Swansboro, and Jacksonville. Moore's will cater and deliver anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
How would you like to buy a present, be inspired, and have your spirits lifted? It's easy. Just visit Carolina Creations at 317 Pollock Street in downtown New Bern. You'll find an amazing array of gallery-worthy paintings, one-of-a-kind jewelry, pottery, glassware, greeting cards, personal adornments, and all sorts of temptations. Everything is displayed to please the eye. Prices run the gamut from a few dollars to a few thousand dollars. Many items are by local artists and artisans. Carolina Creations has been voted Best Gallery, Best Gift Shop, and Best Jewelry Store by the Sun Journal's readers. Stop in and see why. The friendly, knowledgeable staff will let you browse to your heart's content or swing into helpful mode if that's needed. You'll enjoy a visit to Carolina Creations. That's a promise.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, folks, let's talk a little bit about some other governmental meddling into your lives, and that would be H.R. 550, the Immunization Infrastructure Modernization Act of 2021. And this is another one of those jumbled up, mumbled up messes that we really need to watch out for. This bill directs the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, to take actions to improve data sharing and other aspects of immunization information systems.
Well, it's really the CDC, Center for Disease Control.
Okay.
And
well, these are confidential population-based databases that maintain a record of vaccine administrations. So, well, Rainer, you've been studying up on it. What problems do you see with it?
Well, right out of the box, they say they're expanding CDC and public health department capabilities, and the secretary shall conduct activities to expand, enhance, improve immunization information systems that are administered by health departments, other agencies of state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, and used by healthcare providers. Then another paragraph a little bit along adds federal and non-governmental entities to the people who get to play with our data. Another paragraph just a little further along adds persons authorized under state law to access such information, including payers and healthcare facilities. So while it is not a federal database, it just lets the feds into all the state databases, in fact, de facto transforming it into a federal database. Then it says, supporting adoption of immunization information system functional standards of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and maintenance of security standards to protect individually identifiable health information. So they make the standards, functional standards, at the whim of the Centers for Disease Control. And I don't understand how they can protect what they don't have, because they specifically say protect individually identified health information. So doesn't this admit that the databases will have individually identified health information? And while we're on the subject of protecting individual identifiable information, who are we going to protect it from? Did they not already make the database available to everybody and his brother? Then another paragraph speaks of enhancing the capabilities of immunization information systems to evaluate, forecast, and operational clinical decision support tools in alignment with the recommendations of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, as approved by the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. If the federal government is to have nothing to do with our healthcare decisions, why does a committee of the CDC plan to make clinical decision support tools a part of the databases? And then there is something else. There's a definition on page 5 that in this section, the term immunization information system means a confidential population-based computerized database that records immunization doses administered by any healthcare provider to persons within the geographic area covered by the database. I think the legislators who say that individually identifying health data can't be accessed by the system are relying on the term population-based wording as the tool that prevents that from happening. I see at least two things wrong with that. First, there is no definition of population-based in the bill. And second, there's that pesky earlier requirement in the bill to protect individually identifiable health data. Now, again, how can they protect what they don't have?
Yeah.
Then in a final blow, it provides $400 million in taxpayers' money to fund these databases. I don't think all federal bureaucrats are as pig-headed as Tony Fauci, but funded with that kind of money, I think we're going to see people working for the government, controlling our data, health data, across the United States, who have an in-charge-of-the-dump syndrome big time all right. across America.
Well, you're empowering the government to grow bigger and bigger and bigger mm-hmm. and dig deeper and deeper into your personal life.
The more I read of that thing and the more I thought about what the implications really were, the angrier I got.
I understand.
Now, a quick thing. Yesterday, December 15th, now we're recording it on the 16th. Yesterday, December 15th, was the Bill of Rights Day. 230 years ago, the Bill of Rights had finally been approved by Virginia, the last state to approve them. Right. Somewhere in the 10th bill says what everything else is left just to the states?
Yep. Or to the people.
Or to the people. Well, how does the federal government fit into just to the states?
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I think the federal government funding state programs is utterly wrong. It needs its stinking money.
The camel's nose under the edge of the tent?
Yes. Yeah. Always in there up to his first hump, at least.
All right. Well, Hal, I know you've been on the road today delivering the County Compass newspaper. What's new with that?
Well, I like the Trump report. It's a good paper. It always is. And I like the fact that when I start filling the boxes up, people will come along and ask me for a paper. You know, and sometimes they want two or three. Chuck Tyson, for instance, today wanted something. He came up to me and said, could he have a paper? And I said, sure, how many do you want? He said, I like one for my office and one for my house. So I gave him two. It's just a really popular thing, and it's very gratifying to me to see how popular it is.
Well, what makes it so popular, do you think? Why do people?
Well, I think it's because it's basically a conservative alternative to things like the, what do they call it here,
the other paper.
The Scum Journal?
Yeah, that one. And all kinds of people, you know. It's not only just very, very conservative, but just a lot of folks want it.
Well, it's a local community-based newspaper.
It sure is.
It's free.
Right.
You don't have to subscribe to it. The Sun Journal, which is a political hit piece, in my opinion, strictly my opinion.
Well, I agree with you. One time, we took it for a number of years, and then there was one supposed news story on the front page that was really a political hit piece against somebody I admire. Mm-hmm. Too many. It happened on a regularly occurring basis, and I called them up and said, okay, one editorial described as a disguised as a news story on the front page too many, do not bring me another paper.
All right. Well, that's a history of that newspaper over the years. They're very left-leaning and opinionated and biased in their reporting. So it is refreshing to have another source that you can get some alternative news in print, and it's free. And you can pick it up in the little boxes outside of different businesses all over Pamlico and Craven and Carteret County.
I take them to the Craven County government offices and drop them off there. At the gallery store on Middle Street, there are two boxes. I go to the Cub House, the little visitors come, leave papers there. Then I go down through Trent Woods, and there's businesses along the main road into Trent Woods that support us, and I chat with them. Go over to the other side of Trent Woods and Dr. Sinclair's office, Singleton Vision, I meant to say. And I drop 15 papers off there. Somebody puts them in a box there at Carolina Bagel.
All right.
I take a bundle is 40 papers. I take 80 papers into Moore's. And they'll be gone in a couple of days.
Yeah. It's very popular, and they are available all over the county. Well, that's about all the time we have for today's shows, folks. We do appreciate the County Compass and the support they give us. Jeff Idolette, we thank him for being a faithful supporter of CCTA. And we encourage you to go out and look for the County Compass and turn to the page that is all about Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And you'll see the Trump report card right there by Miss Connie Hanna.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's a wonderful article that she puts in there every week. And Rainer James is the editor, so to speak, that puts it all together and gets it to Jeff to get it in the newspaper. So thank you, Rainer.
I'd like to mention that Rainer was once the editor of the Washington Business Review in downtown Washington, D.C. It was a business newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a lot of experience at editing, and she edited in college, too. So I'm proud of my wife's ability to do that kind of thing. Although she changes, but I write a lot.
All right. Well, we've got to go. And, folks, I told you about the Christmas party Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, downtown Stanley Hall in downtown New Bern. It's 7 o'clock. Come. Be prepared to eat. Enjoy some games and activities. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater. There's going to be a prize for that.
A white elephant gift.
A white elephant gift, $10 or less. And that's a lot of fun when we do that. So we look forward to seeing you there. You pick up your tickets for the gun raffle there, and we'll enjoy spending some time with you.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business, it's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.